Hallelujah. Good evening, brothers and sisters.
晚安，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Tonight, the topic for our sermon is The Glory of God Has Departed.
今天晚上要讲的主题是神的荣耀离开了。
God is spirit.
神是一个灵。
You cannot see him with your naked eyes.
用这个肉体的眼睛是看不到他的。
However, if God manifests for you, and then you will see his glory.
但是如果神愿意向你显现, 让你看到他的荣光,
and his glory is a spiritual manifestation of God himself.
那他的荣光也就是, 属灵上神的形象。
And of course, we see the whole world, which is created by God, is full of God's glory.
我们用眼睛可以看到神创造的这美好的世界, 充满了神的荣耀。
However, if one has ever seen God's spiritual glory, he will be so impressed and will never forget in his life.
如果能够看到神的荣光的话, 那这个回忆是一辈子也忘不了的。
God's glory is representing God's presence and God's blessing.
那神的荣耀呢, 就是代表神的同在与神的祝福。
However, in the Old Testament, the Bible recorded two times the glory of God has departed from his people.
然而呢, 在旧约圣经里面记载了两次神的荣耀这么离开了。
First, let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 4.
我们首先来翻开撒母耳记上第四章。Verse 21. 撒母耳记上第四章第一节。
21.
第21节。
Chapter 4, verse 21, please read.
第21节说道, 他将孩子取名叫以加伯,说神的荣耀离开以色列了。 这是因神的约柜被掳去，又因他公公和丈夫都死了。
We know this story about the Eli the priest. He was not a very faithful worker.
在这里记载了这个祭司以利，他并不是一个忠心的祭司。He
has two sons. They are wicked people, even though they are priests.
他的两个儿子呢，虽然他们身为祭司呢，他们却不忠心。
And they brought the Ark of Covenant to the battlefield.
他们打仗的时候就把神的约柜抬到战场上。They
thought that by bringing the Ark with them, God will be with them, and they can win a battle.
他们心里这么想，只要把神的约柜抬上战场呢，那他们就肯定赢了。However,
God was not with them.
可是神并不与他们同在。They
lose the battle.
他们战争输了。And
then the Ark was captured by the Philistine.
更惨的是这个约柜呢也被夺走了。And
Eli's two sons were killed on the same day.
那以利的这两个儿子在那一天也被在战场上死掉。And
one of the son of Eli, his wife have given birth to a child.
那这个以利的儿子其中一个的太太呢刚好生孩子。So
after giving birth, the wife almost about to die.
那这个孩子生下来以后，这个他的太太就将死了。
But before she died, she named the son called Ichabod.
在他临死之前呢，他把这个小孩取名叫以加伯。
So remember, two weeks ago, we talked about the word glory. Actually, last week, glory is kabod in Hebrew.
我们上个星期有讲到神的荣耀，在这个希伯来文叫做加伯。
And with an E, this means no. Ichabod means no glory, or the glory of God has departed.
这加伯前面加个以呢，就是没有荣耀的意思，代表神的荣耀已经离开了。So
that was the first time in the Old Testament.
这个在旧约里面是第一次记载。Now
we're going to study the book of Ezekiel.
我们要来读到这个以西结书。The
first part of the book of Ezekiel is also describe how God's glory departed from the people.
在以西结书的第一部分也记载了神的荣耀如何离开了他的子民。And
the second part of the book is to talk about how God's glory returned to his people.
那在第二部分描写了神的荣耀再一次的回转归向他的子民。Sometimes
I think that describes our relationship with God.
我们和神的关系常常也是这样子的。When
we are close to God, we see God's glory.
当我们离神比较近的时候，能够看到神的荣光。But
if you do something that God doesn't like, and God leave, God's glory will depart gradually.
然而，我们如果做一些违背神旨意的事情，神的荣光会渐渐的离开我们。
Actually, it's not what God changed, but actually it's us that we who change.
神是不改变的，改变的是我们自己。
Okay, let's look at how the glory of God has departed.
我们来看看神的荣光怎么样离开他的子民。
Now, I want to emphasize here, the Bible really tells us that the glory of God departs gradually. It's not like abruptly or overnight.
我们在圣经上的记载可以看到神的荣光不是一下子就离开，是渐渐离开的。
Chapter 9, verse 3.
以西结书第九章第三节，以色列神的荣耀本在基路伯上，现今从那里升到殿的门槛。神
okay. The glory of God was on the cherubim, on the ark.
那神的荣耀本来在这个约柜上的基路伯。
And chapter 10, verse 4.
第四节，主对他说：“你去走遍耶路撒冷全城。” Ten verse four. 第十章第四节。第四节，主的荣耀从基路伯那里上升，停在门槛上。
Okay, now see the glory of God has moved up and then moved to the door frame. Again, let's read the same chapter, verse 18.
我们同一章第十章再读过来第十八节，主的荣耀从殿的门槛那儿出去，停在基路伯以上。
Okay, now from the door frame, we go moving further. In chapter 11, verse 23.
这个神的荣耀是越离越远。我们再翻到第十一章第二十三节，第二十三节，主的荣耀从城中上升，停在城东的那座山上。
Finally, the glory of God has left the city, even outside the mountain, the east in the mountain, the east.
在这里描写神的荣耀离开了圣殿。转移到城东 的山上。
That reflects exactly what will happen if our relationship with God deteriorates gradually.
如果我们的关系与神的关系越来越坏呢？神的荣耀也就是离我们越来越远。
Once again, it's not like overnight.
这不是一夜之间就会发生的。
Oh, it's not that one day you are so close to God, and then tomorrow morning you feel you are so far away, almost like totally don't know Him.
不会说有一天我们离神很近，隔天就突然离神很远了。
It's always an accumulation of events and things that happen between two relationships go down south.
这个关系要变坏是慢慢一件一件事情来的。
Today is the same. If we close to God, it's not like overnight.
同样的，我们如果是要与神的关系好，与神亲近呢，也不是一天就可以造成的。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
So God gives us time to weather change, to get closer to Him, or further and further away.
神赏赐给我们时间，让我们可以一天一天的来更接近他。
Okay, now let's talk about why does God's glory departed at the first time?
那我们来探讨这个问题，神的荣耀为什么会离开呢？
Again and again, the prophet Ezekiel said, "It is because you allow it to happen."
以西结先知这样子讲说，因为我们让它发生了。
Because the people allow the idols to take the place of God in their heart and in their life.
因为神把偶像接近了他们的心里。
是神，百姓。
神，
百姓把偶像。
百姓把偶像接到他们自己的心里。
Okay, chapter 14, let's turn to chapter 14, verse 1.
我们翻开第十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1 to 3.
14章第一到第三节，有几个以色列长老，到我这里来，坐在我面前。主的话就临到我说：“人子啊，这些人已将他们的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能丝毫被他们求问吗？”
You know, at this time, God doesn't want to listen to the people at all.
神在这个时候一点也不想要听人的祷告。
Just like you can imagine a couple, it's not talking anymore.
我们可以想象一对夫妻不再讲话了。
You know, when a couple is in love, if you observe your parents, if they have good relationship or with other marriages, if they have good relationship, they can talk for hours and hours and never stop.
如果一对夫妻他们感情很好，他们可以东南地北的聊很久。
If the wife asks the husband something, and the husband says, "Oh, no problem, I can do it for you."
这个太太不管对先生有什么要求，她都不会拒绝。
But can you imagine now, just like the wife asking the husband something, the husband totally ignore her, totally doesn't want to talk to her.
那如果太太要求丈夫做什么，这个丈夫完全理都不理的时候呢？
That must be something wrong with the relationship.
这个两个人的关系呢，出了问题了。
And on the same token, the relationship of God and the chosen people are just like husband and wife.
这个神的选民跟神之间的关系就好像夫妻的关系一样。
Now God said, you have allowed idols, you've allowed false god to take my place and taken them into your heart.
神说你们把这个偶像呢替代了我的位置，把他们接到你们的心里去了。
Now this is a very serious illustration going on. Where will we find idols in Jerusalem?
这个是一个很严重的指控。我们在耶路撒冷城里面到哪里去找偶像啊？
Where do you think the idols will be?
我们觉得这些偶像会在哪里呢？
It's not in the streets.
这些偶像不是在街上。
It's not in the market.
也不是在山上。
Or not even in the palace of the king.
也不在这个王的殿里。
Well, if you find idols in those places, you may not be surprised because those places are not holy place. They doesn't belong to God.
如果在这些地方发现偶像呢，可能也不用这么意外，因为这些呢也不是圣地。
However, in the vision that God showed Ezekiel, that idols are everywhere in the place that is not supposed to be.
但是神在异象中，显示给以西结先知看的这些偶像是到处都是，在一些他们不应该出现的地方。
Where was the idols?
这些偶像在哪里？
They're filled in the temple of God.
他们充满了神的殿中。
From the very outside of the gate to the very inside.
从殿的最外面到殿的最里面。
So, if you look at chapter 8 verse 5,
我们如果翻到第八章第五节。
God showed Ezekiel, see, this is the north gate and the idols are there.
第五节说到你举目向北看，在北门的在祭殿门的北边有这个偶像。
Wow, Ezekiel was surprised, but God said, "You should not be surprised. I'll show you even something worse."
以西结非常的惊讶，神说你不要惊讶，我再让你看一些。
And then verse 7, God showed him in the courtyard their idols.
第七节呢，神显现给以西结先知看，在这个圣殿的院门口也有。
But not only that, every time God bring him to inner more and more closer to the Ark of Covenant.Everywhere, every stop, including the carol corridor, the pillars, the gate, everywhere is idols.
神带他到这个殿的内院，走廊、祭坛上，所有地方都是充满了偶像。
And it's different kind of idols. If you read the whole chapters.
我们如果是把整章念完了，真的是每一个小地方都有偶像。
So you can see, yeah, the next slide is the inside of the illustration. You know, inside the temple, if you can look at it for the graphic, there's nothing. There's no, so shouldn't be idol. There's only the Ark of Covenant.
我们在这个相片上来看到，在圣殿的里面应该只有约柜。
However, in those times, they fill the temple with everything detestable.
可是在那个时候呢，他们把这个圣殿里面装满了各式各样的偶像。
Okay, next slide. Tell us, why does God hate idol anyway? Isn't it just a wooden or gold subject? Why did God hate it so much?
那我们来问一个问题：为什么神这么样的憎恨这些偶像呢？这些偶像不是没有生命，就是一个木头雕刻的东西而已吗？
The answer lies here.
这就是一个原因在这里哦。
Idols are the object used by Satan to replace God in your heart.
这些偶像是魔鬼的工具，用来取代神的位置。
Now, let me give you an illustration.
我这么打个比方给你听。
If you are married.
如果你已经结婚了。
Okay, in your house, there are a lot of items between you and your spouse together.
在家里呢，充满了各样的纪念物。
And then maybe you put your wedding picture hanging in the wall.
可能在这里看得到结婚照。
And then yeah, there's a gift that you buy together.
在另外一个地方呢，有这个买给对方的礼物。
And there is a favorite spot in your house that you always like to sit there or even you lie down.
可能有一些地方是你们共处的地方，喜欢花时间在的地方。
Maybe your favorite seat or the place that you lie down every night belongs to you and your wife.
你每一天躺下睡觉的地方，你每天坐下的地方。
哇，那 can you imagine one day?
我们能够想象有一天
，if one day your wife or your husband tell you, you know what, that place you shouldn't sit there anymore, you don't lie down anymore, I will find someone.To take your place.
如果有一天这个丈夫或者是这个太太对另外一半说你不要坐在这里，你不要躺在那里，我要找人来替代你。
Or he remove your picture and fill it in with somebody else.
或者是说把你的相片移走，来用其他人的相片来替换。
How will you feel?
你心里会怎么样感觉呢？
If you are a normal human being, you feel so angry.
一个正常的人来说会非常非常的愤怒。
How can you allow somebody to take my place?
你怎么可以让人来取代我的位置？
That place belongs to me. I'm your spouse. Nobody can take it. Nobody can lie there. Nobody pictures should be put there.
这个位置是我的，我是你的另一半，只有我才能够躺在那里。
But if somebody took your place, you'll be so jealous, you'll be so angry because your love was broken.
如果有人取代你的位置呢，你会非常的生气。
Same, you can use this analogy, put it in God and His chosen people.
同样的，在这个神与他的选民中间也是一样的情况。
You know, God demands the most important place that in the heart of His people.
神呢要人把它放在这个最重要的地方，心里最重要的地方。因为神是最重要的。
God has created them, God has chosen them, and God has blessed them so much.
神创造了他们，拣选了他们，而且给他们这么多的祝福。
All God wants is your special. Give me your special space in your heart.
神唯一要求的呢，就是我们把它放在那个心里最宝贵的地方。
However, the people say no, I don't want you.
可是人却这个叛逆的这样说，我不要神。
I want to replace you with something else.
我要用别的东西来取代你的位置。
Of course, God will be so upset and so angry.
当然神会非常的生气。
So next line, so as okay, now that's it. Can you imagine that seat look like a king seat, right? King throne.Only should be taken by the King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这个图片中的这个王位呢，这个王位应该只是给国王坐的。
However, if you remove God and put in something else, that things become your idols.
可是这个王位上坐的如果不是我们的神，而是其他的东西呢，这个东西就变成我们的偶像。
Now, what is your idols? Next line.
我们的偶像可能是什么呢
？Preacher, you know, we never put on any gold or silver or pictures.
有人可能这样子问了、传道，我们从来没有把任何的这个偶像啊像这样子摆。
However, once again, you don't need a statue or physical object to have idols in your heart.
可是我们不需要一尊真正的偶像呢，来真的拜偶像。
Anything that take the place of God.
任何东西来取代神的。
Anything you think is more important than pursuing God.
任何东西让你觉得比神更重要。
Anything take you more time and more thoughts in your heart.
任何东西把你的思想跟时间给夺走。
Could be money. If you really want more money, you think you need money, and you work day and night, think all you think is money.
这个偶像可能是金钱哦。如果一个人一天到晚想的就只是钱。
Or your career.
或者是只想要在事业上有发展
，or your fame and status in this world, a PhD degree or become a chairman of something，
或者是想要更好的名声。
Let's say even now you're sitting in your home online service, you are supposed to be listening God's word, but instead, what are you thinking? What else are you thinking? That is your idol.
我们今天晚上应该要在会堂里或者是在家里聚会，但是我们的心里在想别的事情，这个事情就是我们心里的偶像。
You can sit here, but your heart is not even here.
因为我们的心根本就不在这里。
You're still playing with your phone. You're still watching something else. That is exactly your idols.
我们还在玩手机上面的东西，这个东西就是你的偶像。
Or even your children. Some people, their idols, their children.
有的人的偶像是他们的儿女。
Now, after they have given birth, they say no to holy work. They say, I want to take a break. Husband and wife, both of them, say no, no holy work for I don't know how many years.
有的人生了小孩子以后就不做圣工了。
And then they want to all the time devoted to the family.
他们要把所有的时间花在小孩子身上。
Push away all the responsibility.
把教会的责任呢推得一干二净。
And then they schedule the children, you know, wow, every day extracurricular activities.
每一天呢把小孩子的行程排得满满的。
Achievement. They want them to do good in school and then perform well in every aspect.
他们想要他这个小孩子在学校的表现各方面都很好。
But they don't emphasize RE or faith in the church.
可是呢却忽略了小孩子在信仰上的追求。
Or even some young people, they like the pop star, they every day and night think about them.
有的年轻人呢喜欢这些明星偶像啊，每天都在想这些。
Wow, put a big poster in the locker or in the room.
到处都贴满这些明星的海报。
Anything that occupies. The next I said, there's a saying by Martin Luther, That to which your heart clings to or entrusts itself is, I say, really your God.
在这里马丁路德讲到了这个任何取代你心中的地位的就是你的神啊。
Wow, in that sense, then we have a lot of idols in our heart today already, right?
这么样来说的话，我们心里的确是有不少的偶像。
Now let's look deeper. Next slide. Deeper about idolatry. How will it affect us? How will it change our happiness or faith?
这个拜偶像，会怎么样来改变我们的信心呢？
Now, this illustrates very clearly. On the left, it says, "If you love anything more than God."
这一张图表解释的非常清楚。这里最左边讲到，如果我们我们的心放在神以外的东西上。
That could be anything.
这可能是任何的东西。
A person, a material, a relationship, a person or a career, anything, or even a substance.
可能是一个人，可能是一个事情，可能是一个物件。
Okay, that things help you feel better.
这一个东西呢，可以让你达到满足。
Oh, relieve you from pain and suffering.
或者是让你不再受痛苦。
For example, if you're down, you're depressed, you want to take some weed or you drink alcohol so that it make you feel better, make you relief.
有人压力大的时候就想要吸吸大麻、喝喝酒，让自己轻松一下。
And if you don't do it, you're not acting normal. You're lacking it so much.
如果不去吸大麻、不去喝酒呢，就好像心里少了什么一样。
Or if you don't see that person, you will not be the same. You will not be normal.You'll not be all right.
或者是如果看不到某某人呢，心里就不踏实。
And then you'll not feel happy without that person or that substance or that hobby or whatever.
如果没有这个人，没有这一个嗜好呢，那整个人就不对了。
Now you remove God, you put idol there. What will happen to you?
如果我们把神移开，然后拿一个偶像来取代神的位置，对我们会产生什么影响？
The problem is, idols can never satisfy your heart, no matter they are made of silver or gold.
事实上呢，没有一个偶像能够代替神。
You feel on the right side, right? You feel so empty.
当我们用偶像来取代神以后的结果呢，我们心里会觉得非常的空虚。
Let's say video game.
打个比方说，这个电动玩具。
Young people nowadays stuck at home, no school or home or online school. They have so much time. Some play video game 10-12 hours a day.
最近小孩子不去上学，因为这个疫情的关系，在家里有大把的时间来玩电动。
Don't think about school. Don't think about eating or sleeping. All they want to do is online video game. What will happen?
有的小孩也不会觉得饿，也不想要睡觉，整天就只想要打电动。
Oh, some are addicted to drugs. What will happen?
如果有一些人的嗜好变成去吸毒，那会怎么样呢
？Emptiness.
他们心里会非常的空虚。
The more you do it, the more empty you feel.
越去做这些嗜好呢，心里就越空虚。
Anger, you know, the more you play games, the more anger you become.
越去玩电动呢，就是心里会越生气。
Or the more you use drugs, a lack of contentment.
越用这些毒品呢，心里就越来越得不到满足。
Or the more you become depressed.
这个人呢，会更加的消极。
So in your heart, if there's idols inside, you'll see all these negative things happening in you.
如果我们心里有偶像呢，这些负面的这个情绪跟感觉呢，就会一样的浮现。
Because God's glory has already gradually departed from your life.
原因就是因为神的荣耀已经从我们的生命中逐渐的离去了。
Now we talk about inside your heart. Now we talk about inside the church.
我们已经描写过在我们的心里面，我们来谈谈在教会里面。
Inside the church, inside the place of worship, there could be idols.
在这个聚会的圣殿会堂中呢，也可能会有偶像。
Let's turn to chapter 7, verse 20.
我们来看第七章，以西结书第七章第二十节。
Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 20.
第七章第二十节，论到主装饰华美的殿，他建立的威严，他们却在其中制造可憎可厌的偶像。所以这殿，我使他们看如污秽之物。
Now, here's at that time, the temple of God is full of filthiness.
在这里描写到神的圣殿中充满了这些讨厌的偶像。
Why?
为什么
？Because people make idol even inside the temple.
因为人呢，把偶像放在神的圣殿中。
They are not making it outside and transported here. They're making it there inside.
他不是在外面、把这个偶像雕好了再拿进来，他们是在这个、这个圣殿中打造的。
We know there are two kinds of idols.
我们知道偶像有两种。
The first kind is they inherited from the Canaanite culture, Egyptian culture, or the foreign gods.
第一种偶像是他们、从这个迦南人中呢学来的。
But another one is they just improvise it. They make it inside. Whatever they like it, they make it inside.
第二种偶像是他们自己想要有什么偶像就发明出一些偶像。
Wow, that is a very alarming warning for us today.
这个是对我们一个非常严重的警戒。
In the house of God, we should not make idols.
在神的会中，神的圣殿中，我们不应该造偶像。
Next line. This is the picture of.Like other churches, worldly churches, like the Roman Catholic churches or some other churches, you know. When you go inside, wow, it's beautiful architecture. But actually, they're full of idols everywhere, full of statues.
这个有可能是天主教的一个会堂，我们可以在里面看到充满了各式各样的偶像。
Yeah, the first time I go inside there, I feel there's so much smoke, so much incense. Wow, feel like that. Yeah, I'm in a Chinese temple. But actually, I'm in a church.
我去这个拜访过一次哦，里面的烟真的是非常的浓，好像在这个东方的庙宇之中。
And there are a lot of statues, even Jesus or Mary or the 12 apostles or angels, everything, everywhere.
你可以看到各式各样不一样的偶像，有使徒的，有玛利亚的，有耶稣的。
Of course, that reflects that the Bible already prophesies when the glory of God has departed, because idols are everywhere there.
在圣经上已经这样子跟我们预言了，当神的荣耀离开了之后，这个圣殿中会充满了偶像。
Today, thank God, truth is a church. In our church, if you look at our chapel, right? For those of us, I think all of you missing coming to chapel, that our chapel has nothing that resemble the images or anything or idols of anything.
我们已经好久没来教会，可能很想教会。我们想想看，我们教会里面其实没有任何一个偶像。
TJC Chapel is the cleanest in the whole world spiritually.
真耶稣教会呢是这个会堂是最干净的。
We don't even have a cross so that we can kneel and pray to that direction.
我们甚至连一个十字架都没有。
So because we know God is spirit, we should not make any idols in the church.
因为有人会朝着十字架来跪拜祷告。
But we also should be very careful, even though we don't have physical idols.
那我们也要非常的小心，虽然我们没有这个物质上的这个偶像。
But in our church, that we should not make other kinds of idols.
在教会，我们不应该为自己建造其他类的偶像。
Next slide. Some people make himself an idol for other to worship.
有的人把自己塑造成这个偶像，让大家来崇拜他。
Let's turn to Second Thessalonians chapter two.
我们来翻开这个帖撒罗尼迦。
Second Thessalonians chapter two, verse four.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第四节。
Two, verse four.
第四节，他是抵挡主。高抬自己，超过一切称为神和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿，自称是神。
Here Paul said, there will be some antichrist who come, who are so boastful and proud that they even proclaim themselves as God and sitting in the seat of God.
保罗这里说到一些反教的敌基督者呢，他们会坐在神的殿中，自称为神。
So that will one day be fulfilled.
有一天呢，这个就会实现。
Maybe at that time when Paul said this, somebody was so proud, but it's not very obvious.
当保罗说写这个书信的时候呢，可能教会里面有人非常的自高自大。
But at the end time, before Jesus come.
但是在这个末日末时的时候，主耶稣来之前呢
，Paul said this will happen.
保罗在这里写到这个一定会发生的。
Someone from a church would be exalting himself so much, so that he just let other people to pay tribute to him, or worship him, or listen to him like God.
甚至可能是我们真耶稣教会里面的有人会自己这个自高自大，想要人崇拜他。
So we have to be very careful.
我们要非常的小心。
So that's the second, brings the second point, right? Some people don't want to be idols, but they want to make other people idols.
相反的人，有人自己不想要被当成偶像拜，但是喜欢捧别人为偶像。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter one.
我们来翻开哥林多前书。
And then 1 verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥林多前书第一章第十节。哥林多前书第一章第十节。弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们，都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合。十一节，因为葛莱士家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们来说，你们中间有纷争。我的意思就是，你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
At the time in the church in Corinth, lot of different division inside the church.
在那个时候的哥林多教会里面有很多这个结党的事情。
Why there are so much division?
为什么教会中有这么多的纷争呢
？Because there are so many idols.
因为这些人帮自己制造了很多的偶像。
Well, it's not Paul make himself idols. It's not Apollos or Cephas make themselves idols.
这些保罗、亚波罗、基法，他们并没有把自己变成偶像。
However, the other people make them special, make them like an idol.
可是这些其他的人呢，把他们当成是偶像般的崇拜。
They say, I belong to Paul, and then he say, I belong to Peter. I belong to Apollos.
有人说我是保罗党的，我是亚波罗党的。
I belong to them.
我是属于保罗，属于亚波罗的。
That is totally childish and ridiculous.
这个是非常幼稚的。
But some people like it. Some people like it.
可是有些人呢，偏偏有这样的喜好。
Maybe you will not say it openly.
可能在不会公开的这么样说。
However, maybe in your heart you like a certain worker more than another person.
可是，在我们的心里呢，我们可能喜欢某个传道工人过于另外的传道工人。
Oh, when a certain worker go there, you travel so many miles and go extra to just want to listen to his seminar.
或者是说呢，如果有一个传道到哪里去讲道，你就要跟着。
Oh, you want to be his fans, you want to be his followers.
你想要成为他的门徒。
And then you just listen to all the sermon online. You just want to listen to him. You don't want to listen to anybody else.
在网上听道理的时候，只想要听某某传道者说的道。
When there's another person comes, oh, I don't like it. I want to that person.
当其他的传道来的时候呢，你就觉得说，哦，我不想要听他讲的。
You are making idols for yourself.
如果这样子呢，我们可能帮自己。做偶像。
And you are making other people idols.
我们可能把别人当成偶像来拜。
So be very careful about that.
我们要非常的小心。
Inside the church, we should not be idols or make other people idols.
在教会里面，我们不可以把自己当成偶像，或者是把别人当成偶像。
But devil also is very cunning.
这个魔鬼呢，其实很狡猾。
Sometimes the next line says, even we are sometimes we.Indirectly, we are making ourselves idols because we become proud.
有的时候呢，我们不自觉的，因为骄傲的关系，就会把自己当成偶像了。
Let's say the first one. Oh, I am the final say. I say this. This is the decision.
有的时候我们喜欢一言堂啊，我讲什么你们就得听。
Right. I am the only one. You say, oh, everybody should honor me.
这样一个唯我独尊的心态啊，你们大家都应该要来尊重我。
I am the oldest of this generation worker. I'm the first one to move to this city. I'm the first one to establish the church.
我是第一个搬到这里，我是第一个创立教会，我是这一代里边最老的。
I have been working so much for God.
我为主工作了这么多。
Why don't you ask me anything?
你们大小事情都要来问我。
If you think like this.
我们心里如果是有这样的想法呢
，You also become an idol yourself.
我们自己就可能是我们的偶像。
So sometimes I really warn myself, right? Wow, am I becoming like this?
我常常会这个警告我自己啊，我会不会变成这样子的人
？When you are young, it's not easy to be like this because nobody care about you. You are rookies, right?
当我们还年轻的时候呢，可能不会这么想呢，因为我们觉得自己都经验不足。
However, when you doing something.Or you are gaining success, or you've been there for a long time, it is easy you become an idol yourself.
我们如果是在一个工作上做得很熟练呢，可能就会自高自大。
So God's glory will depart if you allow idol come in.
我们如果这个接这个偶像进来呢，神的荣耀就会离开。
Now what will happen? The next slide is that what will happen if God's glory has departed from the temple?
是问如果神的荣耀离开了会发生什么事。
If temple refer to the church today,
如果这个圣殿呢，就是我们今天的教会。
You know, today there are many, many churches.
今天呢，有很多不一样的教会。
But there only one true church belongs to God.
在众多的教会中呢，就只有一间教会是属神的。
Totally obey the Bible with the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
只有这一间教会是完全的来遵从圣经上的指示，完全听神的话。
The glory of God is here.
神的荣耀在这里。
But for the worldly churches, the glory of God has already departed.
在属世中的教会呢，神的荣耀已经离开了。
Now, how what will happen if glory of God departed from them?
那神的荣耀离开了他们会发生什么事呢
？Okay, the first thing that will happen when the glory of God is not in that church.
如果神的荣耀不在这一间教会里面呢
？They will turn to other ways called gimmickry or other methods to try to attract people or keep people attention.
这间教会会用其他人想的方法去吸引人来。
Because nowadays people need something new, need something special to attract them and keep them coming.
现在的人们呢，需要感官上的刺激啊，需要有些。东西来吸引他们。
If you don't have God's glory to attract them, then what can you attract them?
如果我们没有神的荣耀来吸引人呢？那这些教会要用什么来吸引人
？They need to find something, otherwise people will not come back.
他们需要找一些其他的事物，不然这些人不会来聚会啊。
You see some mega churches or big churches, their pulpit is just like a stage, right? They have smoking machine and stage light.
有一些这个大型的教会啊，好像一个大舞台一样，像在办演唱会，有干冰啊，有音乐之类的。
You look at next slide, show you some picture about nowadays some so-called Christian big mega churches or Christian concert. It's just like this.
在今天的这些大型的教会看起来就好像是这样子的。
Lighting, smoke, you know, and then rock band to keep the young people because they don't have God's glory. They just focus on this.Sentimental things.
因为这些教会没有神的荣光呢，所以只能够靠这些舞台戏剧的方式。
Pastor or the people will shout, you know, everybody having high emotion, crying and shouting. Wow, they feel so emotionally charged.
这些传道者会讲得很激动啊，会鼓舞大家的这个气氛。
Or whatever they preach is only like, oh, you know, self-acknowledgement or self-empowerment, something like that.
他们讲到的内容呢，就是自我反省之类的。
Well, they use that thing to attract people, but that's not for long.
他们用这样子的方法来吸引人，但是这个吸引不了多久。
What can really attract people?
我们要怎么样来吸引人呢
？Actually, it's God's word which can attract people.
只有神的话能够真正的吸引人。
If you do not preach God's word.
我们如果不传神的道
，And then in your heart, you know, people will not feel the presence of God.
那人们就没有办法感受到神的同在。
So we have to preach the word of God.
我们需要来传神的话语。
If we could look at the next line, nowadays worldly churches they don't preach the following.
现在的教会呢，有一些话呢，通通不会传。
The next one, that's next line, slide 23. Nowadays worldly churches they don't preach the following truth.
今天的世俗化的教会不会讲这些了。
They don't preach. You have to deny yourself. You have to change. You have to die to yourself.
他们不再讲说你要这个放弃自我的享乐。
They don't teach about what is the basic truth to get to heaven for salvation.
他们也不再讲说要怎么样才能够得救。
They don't preach about fornication or sex before marriage is wrong, is sin. They don't talk about that.
他们也不会讲十诫中的第七诫关于这一些淫乱的事情。
They don't talk about homosexual is wrong.
他们也不会讲说同性恋是错的。
Why?
为什么
？Because if you preach this, people don't like to hear.
因为讲这些呢，人们不喜欢听。
People don't like to hear, they don't come.
如果人不喜欢听，他们就不会来。
And then they don't have offering.
他们不来呢，也就没有奉献。
They don't have the money to pay the mortgage.
没有奉献呢，就没有办法来支付房贷。
So what do they preach nowadays? What are the popular message you listen on TV, evangelists, or most popular churches?
今天呢比较受欢迎的讯息是什么
？They talk about today.
他们讲的是今天。
Don't think about future. Don't think about salvation. Think about now, living the best life now.
不要想明天，要想现在。
Think about personal affirmation. You know, be yourself. They tell you be yourself.
他们会告诉你呢，要当自己。
And then God loves you as you are. You don't have to change it.
他们会告诉你呢，神就喜欢你像你这样现在的自己。
If you are gay, no problem. You know, God still love gay. God still love you.
如果你是一个同性恋者呢，就你也不用改变，神还是一样爱你。
They don't say you need to change anything.
他不会告诉你说你需要改变。
Yeah, people like this teaching.
现在的人们呢，很喜欢这样子的言论。
But that is not the glory of God.
但是这并不是神的荣耀。
The next line says the glory of God is the truth, is the light. Only true light can attract people and bring people to God Himself.
神的荣光呢是真理，就是真理才能吸引人。
So today we really thank God and through Jesus Church. Our church is really chosen by God, and we only preach the truth, even though very few people like to listen.
感谢主，我们真耶稣教会真的是神所拣选的教会。我们讲的都是合乎圣经中的道理，很多人不喜欢听。
The five basic doctrine of salvation is so complete that 100% you can be saved if you observe all those.
我们的基本信仰五大教义呢，如果是守了这些，我们就能够得救。
And also the moral teaching, the standard is so aligned to the Bible.And the teaching of the apostle.
我们教会的道德观也跟这个使徒所信的一样。
However, nowadays worldly churches, the glory of God is not there. That's why so empty.
现在世俗的教会呢，神的荣光并不与他们同在，所以他们都很空虚的。
And the next line says that the glory of God departed. The worldly churches, they don't have the power to discern right and wrong.
那因为荣光离开了这个教会呢，就会失去分辨善恶的能力。
You know, some churches, in order to keep people coming, what do they do?
现在有些教会呢，为了要吸引人来聚会，他们做什么事呢？
Some even hold a bingo night. You know, they come to play bingo.
他们在教会里面玩 bingo 游戏。
And then some churches even they hold Halloween party.
或者是举办一些这个万圣节的。派对。
They say that, oh, children go outside, trick or treat. It's dangerous, right? Better we have a fellowship in the church during that night. So children don't have to go outside. We have to share candy together here.
他们会这么说，这个万圣节小孩在外面不安全了，我们就在教会办办派对吧。
They have all the worldly festival like Valentine's days.
他们会遵守这些异教风俗啊，就好像是这些情人节。
Christmas or Easter, all those are pagan origin.
这些圣诞节、复活节，这些都是异教风俗来着。
I know even Mother's Day is of pagan religion.
甚至呢，这个母亲节都是有异教风在里面。
A few days ago, our retired preacher 张国清 he sent an email to everyone. Most of the people received it, I think, saying that even Mother's Day, he done a research, is of pagan religion.
几天前呢，这个张国清传道发了一封信给所有的人我们应该都有收到，他这里面说到这个母亲节也是有异教风在里面。
Is to remember somebody's death day.
这个是为了纪念某一个总统他妈妈的忌日。
So it is not even from the Bible.
这也不是从圣经上来的。
But so many worldly churches they incorporate all these things into their religious practice.
很不幸呢，有很多教会把这一些风俗都带到教会里来了。
Or some even have yoga class in the church.
有的教会甚至办起这个瑜伽课。
You know, brother and sister, I tell you, brother and sister here, Christian should not, must not practice yoga.
各位兄弟姐妹，我这样告诉你哦，这个基督徒不应该来练瑜伽。
You can practice any other sports, do anything, but don't do yoga.
我们可以做各式各样不一样的运动，但是不要做瑜伽。
No matter hot yoga, cold yoga, or lukewarm yoga, right? Nothing. Because yoga itself is from Hinduism. All the posture they do actually is worshipping the sun and other gods.
这些各式各样的动作其实都有它这个敬拜这个他们神的意义存在。
Don't tell me, oh, other Christians are okay to do this. Other church people, they do it.
不要说你看别的基督教徒也这样子做，我们为什么不行呢？
If you are Christian, you are practicing yoga, you are doing that as a sport, you don't know how to discern the right and wrong.
如果成为基督徒的我们还用这些的姿势好像在拜其他的神一样，我们并就不知道没有分辨这个善恶的能力。
So we have to be very clear.
我们必须要非常的清楚。
Now the third things happen when the God's glory departed. They lose the grace of God.
第三样，如果 神的荣耀离开，他们就会失去了恩典。
They're so hungry.
他们会遇到饥荒。
They see when they are hungry, what are they eating? Do you know?
当这个饥饿来的时候，他们会吃什么呢
？Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 5.
我们来翻开以西结书第五章。
Verse 9 to 10.
以西结书第五章第九到第十节，并且你一切可憎的事，我要在你们中间行我所未曾行的，我以后也不再照着行。第十节，在你中间父亲要吃儿子，儿子要吃父亲。我必向你施行审判，我必将你所剩下的分散四方。
You see, when the glory of God has departed the people, they will lose all the grace that God has given them gradually.
当神的荣耀离开了呢？这些人呢就会失去神的恩典。
There's no more food.
因为没有食物了。
Now they have finished eating everything else. They only have what left? Only the children left.
他们可以吃的都吃光了，他们还剩下什么呢？只剩下他们的小孩子。
Father eat the son.
这个父亲会吃他的儿子，我们能够想象。
And the father die first, and the son eat the father's corpse.
那如果这个父亲先死了，那这个儿子就来吃父亲的尸体。
They're so hungry, they don't even have any conscience left.
他们饿到连这个分辨的能力都没有了。
No, you know what? We human beings are different than animal. We have conscience.
我们人跟动物是不一样的，我们有这个有自我意识。
You're not supposed to eat another human being.
我们不应该来吃其他的人类。
But when you are so hungry, one day if you're so hungry, you forget about all that.
但是有一天，你如果饿到发疯了，你连这个也会忘记。
That means you're losing your conscience. You do anything that you can.
就像一个人失去了良心，他会什么事都做得出来。
You have no peace.
这个心里面没有平安。
You have no freedom.
也没有自由。
You don't have any life.
生命也没了。
Now think about this in a spiritual term.
从属灵上的角度来看，是怎么样情况
as we are more and more far from God, do we feel alive going back to back into a corner and we feel so desperate?
当我们离神越来越远的时候，我们会觉得越来越孤单。
What should we do finally?
我们需要做什么事呢
？Let's turn to Ezekiel 14 verse 6, slide 29. Ezekiel 14 verse 6.
来翻开以西结书第十四章第六节。
14章第6节，
所以你要告诉以色列家说，主如此说，回头吧，离开你们的偶像，转脸莫从你们一切可憎的事。
God said, "It is all up to you."
神在这里说，一切都在你。
But if you ask God, He said He wants you to return.
你如果问神说你应当怎么做呢？神会说回头吧。
Leave your idols, smash them into pieces.
离开你们的偶像，把他们通通摧毁。
Right, get rid of it, remove them, and then you only if you remove them, you get a space for something else.
我们如果从心中除去偶像呢，我们就有空间来容纳其他的事物。
Just like if you put this furniture here, you cannot put it something else in this spot.
我们如果在这个地方放了某一件的家具呢，就不能再放其他的了。
You have to remove it first.
我们需要先把它清空。
So think about what is occupying your mind day and night.
我们要想想看什么事情呢？日夜都占据我们的心。
What do you view more important than your Savior, your Lord Jesus Christ?
我们看什么东西比我们的救主还要重要
？What do you love the most?
我们真正爱的是什么
？Now that's the reason that you are more and more far from God now.
这就是为什么我们离神的距离呢越来越远。
Deal with it.
我们要认清这个事实。
Leave your idols.
要离开我们的偶像。
Return to God.
我们要回转归向神。
And your life will not be the same.
这样子来做，我们的生命就会有改变。
Let's all rise up and sing Hymn 332.
我们一起来唱诗332首。